Welcome in to episode 13 of The Roast of Us. We're going live today, so all of this will be on TikTok Live. So if you see us reading or looking up to this direction over here, that's because that's where the screen is. So thank you for joining us. We've got a good...
We've got a what?
I can't even...
Listen.
It's the look on your face.
Listen,
just
no,
the
because
judgment.
I lied and I said I wasn't going to do this, but 13 is Taylor Swift's favorite number and I just had
oh
to say...
Oh my God, I knew. No one cares what her favorite number is. Why do you know? I don't know your favorite number.
That's fake news. Number. I just...
That's not fake news.
It doesn't matter. Continue. I just had to throw it out there.
It doesn't matter.
That's my
fake.
Only Swift comment of the episode. You have my word. You have
so,
my word.
To start this podcast out, we were just discussing how many times do you think you've said fuck today? Because I do know it was the first thing out of your mouth this morning. Now, given Leslie needed to wake up and she turned
I didn't
up,
need to wake up.
Yes, you did. You I said, did. Wake me up. I don't want
to
sleep all day.
I was supposed to go to the gym today.
Yeah, and I said, fine, I'll wake you up. And then I tried to wake you up and you didn't wake up with the alarm. You didn't wake up. So I grabbed a pillow and I hit you right in your face. And you
Too
woke
many
up
times.
You that's because you woke up and you went, you stupid fuck face. And then you pulled the covers over your head. And I was like, well, she's not getting up. So got to keep going. Hit you like 4 or 5 times. And then guess what? You're awake. There you go.
I'm not going to say the F word the whole episode.
Okay. Hold on. We're going to take bets right now. Over under 3 minutes. Are you taking the over or the under?
I don't like the time. I like the quantity.
You want to over and under? No, I'm just saying what she said. She said she's not going to say it at all.
The whole episode.
I'm starting.
Oh, okay.
At 3 minutes.
It's really easy for
3 minutes
not say
from
it if
now.
You don't talk.
But also, I think whatever we say, she would hate it enough that she would make sure we lost the bet.
Dude, I could get
I'm
her to
spiteful.
Say it so fast.
We have to discreetly tell you.
Let's start off by talking shit about Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift has no talent.
What the heck? That
Zero.
Doesn't hit the same.
It doesn't hit the
could
same.
Could you imagine? No, could you imagine being Mormon and being only able to say like heck?
Leslie?
What? I'm on Mormon TikTok. I don't know. I think I'm sure they're very nice people. That's not what
Can
I'm
we
saying.
Talk
but
about
they
I'm pretty sure
heck.
Every religion little you know frowns on fuck.
Yeah,
it's
but
not just
say
Mormons.
It.
Like just
no, Mormons. But they like won't say it.
Just Mormons.
Listen,
you're basically saying like Mormons are the only people who follow religion. All you other religions, you can't. You say that shit.
No, that's just what I see on TikTok. I see these videos of these girls that are like something about like growing up Mormon. It's like, oh my heck, and I'm like, that does not hit the same. Is
my dad wouldn't even let me say what the and stop. If I said what the,
it was the implication.
It was the implication of hell or fuck. My dad got me in trouble for that, and
your
I'm
boy,
not Mormon.
You know what your boys say all the time. What the?
Yeah, my dad would abuse me for that. He hated that, dude.
If you're watching this.
No, Ty's going to be online talking about, I'm here.
Yeah, there he is. Where you at, Dad? No.
Cody was not abused.
Make it a drinking game. Oh, dude, we would, y'all, whoever's on here, that's the drinking game. Every time Leslie, whoever's on the live, every time, or the podcast, every
make
time she says
game.
Fuck. You got to drink.
Y'all are going to be stone cold sober bitches. Let me
sober,
tell you.
Sober, I doubt it.
I think we
I
should
very highly
I think we
it.
Should make it cursing in general.
What?
No. We don't want people to die. We could be held liable. Like 100% be held liable for a
cursing
death.
In general?
It's not hard.
No,
can
she
you
can
communicate?
Do it.
It's really not.
I can communicate.
I'm kidding.
But we don't necessarily she would just have to be quieter. Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, no more cursing on the podcast for you.
Okay, fine.
And I'm gonna put a curse word counter on this freaking pod.
I love.
Are
this.
You gonna go through it?
Yes.
Just for
every
me,
time.
Not for
yes.
Him.
All right. Yes. Every single
cursed.
Second
wait, for
will
everybody,
be accounted for.
Or just her.
Just her. Single her out.
Ooh, yeah. Single her out. I think we should do that with everybody. One episode. We come into the episode and one of us is just like,
but
you know what you say a lot?
Is.
This. Yeah. And then you just
what you guys don't know is I've been trying to catalog isms for everybody so we could. Periodically do counters for those isms.
Yes.
Yours was stroking the pole.
I quit that because,
but
man,
you stopped.
Y'all
so
come after
that.
Me for that. You don't know. So the first episode we ever filmed, we didn't have these quite the same. It was more like in front of me. And apparently I was just this like this the whole
perfect
time.
Angle.
Just stroking
the shaft of the mic.
Ew,
they came at me so hard during our first like edit
Rod.
Session where we kind of watched the thing, make sure we liked everything and we didn't need to take anything out. And man. 50 times we paused it. They're like, just to laugh the fact that I'm just stroking that mic.
Let's talk about how uncomfortable in general you were watching yourself.
Oh, yeah. No, you don't
that
understand.
That first view party, right?
You make TikToks, though, like so I don't understand why you were so uncomfortable.
No, listen. Hold on.
I don't know why you're
the reason why, and every, I mean, everybody knew it. I have never been, like, don't get me wrong. I'm not necessarily happy with the body I have right now. Like, I want to lose some weight. But in that video, the way I sat in the shirt I wore, I did, like, I've never been this guy. But in that video, I was like, God damn, I'm fat. Like, I was like, I look like a whale for some reason. And it got me.
The thing you said was, why am I sitting like that?
Yeah.
Why am I sitting like that?
I couldn't get over it, man. It was rough. I literally, we changed the entire set design just so I could hide my
new chairs.
What do you call those things in the back? Love handles. That's what they call them. Yeah.
What do you call those things?
He called those things in the back.
Booty cheeks. The bookshelf.
The spare tire.
Spare tire. There you go.
Oh, damn. Spare tire? Okay, well, back to the original.
You know what we were arguing about right before we started, y'all? The idea that cash is not real.
Okay, first off,
cash doesn't exist to me in my brain.
We weren't arguing about that. Leslie was arguing with everybody else.
Everybody else was having a conversation and she thought it was not
everybody real. Else was like, yeah, cash is 100% real money. And then we look cash up the live and everybody is just pouring in like, yeah, cash ain't real.
Cash is
what do you
not
mean
real.
Cash is not real? Cash is 100% real.
If I don't see the money come out of my bank account, it doesn't count.
All right, I'm going to literally, you forgot your password. To the bank account?
Looking at the bank account gives me anxiety, so I don't even
have
the bank account.
So she just never looks at it. She just assumes that there's money in there.
I just spend money until Cody's like, hey, babe, we should slow down spending. I'm like, okay.
I argue that just looking at the number on a screen is more fake than cash.
I agree.
No, I don't care.
It's cash. It's physical. Because here's the thing about
cash
the bank account.
Cash isn't real. It's like,
no, listen, here's
it's
my
like
argument.
Freaking Monopoly money.
Here's my argument. That money's not changing in your pocket. That she almost did. That money.
Somebody stole
your fake money. Yeah,
but
that's
the
thing is,
exactly.
Lacey's here today. No. It's not fake money. Because here's the thing. This is the reality of it. Okay. If you look at your bank account, there could be charges that haven't come out or are pending or things like that. That number, I can never trust it wholeheartedly. I'm not saying like you, but no, because like you never know. Like sometimes when you swipe your card, a tip. For a restaurant, they don't come out that same day most of the time.
It's called balancing your checkbook.
Yeah, but you don't.
When
we don't
done
do that?
That. When have you done that?
Who does that?
Have you? Yeah, hold on, hold on, hold on. Better question: have you ever filled out a full
I have.
Complete check?
No,
I have filled out a check
without asking
Carrie
Cody what to
me,
put here.
No, Carrie taught me how to do it.
For what?
I don't remember what we had to write a check for. I had to write a check for something. Carrie taught me how to write a check and fill out a checkbook.
Okay, well, either way,
Carrie
we don't do
me.
That.
Hey, Cody,
but the money in your wallet, you can count it, do the math. That's what you got.
You ever paid with anything in gold?
Have I paid for anything in physical gold pieces?
Yeah.
Freaking pilk. This is so hard.
Shut up. No, you haven't. Okay. Don't you play with
listen,
anything.
He's lying. No, this is a lie. This is all real.
Not a nugget.
This is not real.
What do you mean not a nugget?
Not a gold nugget. I didn't have a nugget.
You had a bracelet or a
but
watch.
But I had silver. My dad, so I have some silver, but I bought a few gold coins when I thought I was going to be like some brilliant money guy when I was like 17 years old.
Yeah.
You know, gold
and
coins.
And he ran out of all of his money.
I ran out of all that fake money that cash. So I took that gold
how do you
coin.
Spend gold, though? How do they know how much the gold is? You can't pay at Brookshire's and be like, oh, yeah, by
well,
the
that's
way,
the
here.
Thing is, you. I went to a pawn shop and got scammed. Because,
oh, yeah, for
but,
sure.
But technically, that's paying, right? Because that's all it is you trade your money for a good. I traded my gold for goods.
What'd you get with the gold?
Airsoft guns. Dude, you don't understand. You don't understand. During listen,
I'm sorry. This can't. What?
At seven,
did you just say?
You don't get more real than that, Leslie.
At 17 to 18 years old, me and my buddies started doing a lot of airsoft wars out at the house. Well, it kind of started spreading, and it became like more like
are you a bunch of virgins?
You don't understand.
The war spread. Understand.
We stopped worrying about women for like 6 months and it was like a real war because it broke off into factions. Like the school had to be like, you can't bring these to school. And the cops were like, if we catch you guys with these guns without the orange tips again, y'all are going to be in trouble.
For good reason.
I guess you can guess what color him and all his friends are.
Yeah, because we'd have got shot. If Carlton played, he wouldn't be here today. That's all I'm saying.
There was a lot of white privilege
because we were running around shooting these guns at people from our vehicles.
And people say white privilege doesn't
and
exist.
Into our houses. And like at the parks, we were having full on.
Yeah. Anthony's just stunned over there.
But yes, I ran out of money and I needed, I wanted one
they
of those.
Went out of, they went out of their way to say that in an alternate reality, I died.
You would have.
That's why sure. I'm completely bamboozled.
You don't understand.
What?
You don't understand. There was a time, and this is the first time that I really, because I grew up in a southern town. So like, you know, you hear about people say, oh, there's, you know, cops treat black people differently and all that. And honestly, when I was like 16, I wasn't sure if that was real. And it wasn't because I genuinely had no experience with it until we started running around with airsoft guns. I was treated pretty fairly all the time by the police. My friend Chase, who was black, he didn't carry a gun with him. He didn't.
That's so
he had to wait around. No, for real. You don't understand. Because the one time they found him, they were like going to take him to jail.
The conversation,
like we all had to like go get it. Like,
are we getting political this episode? Him. Well, the conversations I have with Bryce, our son, sure. is a large black kid.
Don't get me wrong.
Are different conversation. I mean, always respect and follow the law and do what you're supposed to do. But like, it is a different.
You should let me have those conversations with him.
Please.
You have, haven't you?
No.
What kind of brother are you?
I'm not.
I would love for you to have. No, I would love for you to have those conversations.
But we just have it. Understand you definitely.
No, not understating it, but like we've had it. Like, hey, bud. Like,
yeah. When he drove back from Houston, we told him like, look, you get pulled over. I don't care if they take you to jail. That's fine. You just let them take you, and I'll come and I will raise hell after. We'll sue the place. But no, I mean, here's the funny thing. He's like,
but I did not know. But yes, I would love to have a black man in the conversation of that to be able to explain those things.
I prefer African American, but
oh, I'm.
I'm joking. I'm totally joking.
I looked over at you like, I've never heard you even say that.
Cody knew for sure I was joking. I'm 100% joking. I don't care.
No, but the funny thing is like...
No, it's unfortunate conversations you have to have.
Though. And don't get me wrong. I'm all about... Like, I don't believe we should be defunding anything or anything like that.
No.
But there is a difference in the way that you get treated based on your skin color when it comes to policing. Now, that doesn't mean I think that cops are out here just murdering black men by the thousands every day. No, I don't think we're... I mean, that is not the case. But there's definitely a big difference in the standard traffic stop.
That's the thing, though, is you. But if you say like one thing on one side of the line or the other, people automatically assume that you're like on
which is so
heavy side of the fence. I'm like, I can agree that there is mistreatment of like the African American community and the black community in this country when it comes to like police and like the justice system, and also say, but that's not all police and like not all cops are bad people and like they do protect, and I don't think we should defund them. Like, you both of those things can be simultaneously 100%. True at one time, but if you
pay
say
with
one,
something in gold,
yeah, I was wondering how we got here.
I don't know.
Yeah, because you
listen, it's fine, we can touch on things like that, we don't have to shy away from it.
I'm not saying shy away from it, this was just not just part of
I will
the
say the funny thing is like people like that particular thing, you can call my view liberal. And I've had that conversation. And then I've had conversations with the same people like right after, and their mind is blown because they're like, I thought you were liberal. And I'm like, well, I'm whatever I feel like is right on that issue. It's so funny that you can't just have like, you can't be like, well, I agree here and here. It's like, no.
You have to agree everything either side does.
Crazy
which is wild.
Craziness. Yeah.
It's crazy that people assume, okay, you can be fluid in every other aspect of life, but politics. Like, that makes no sense.
There's no gray area.
And you ain't black if you didn't vote for Joe Biden.
This is true.
I can't believe he said that.
Yeah.
To this day.
No.
Let's talk about
that. No, Joe, wait, that came out of Joe Biden's mouth?
Yes. Sleepy Joe. Leslie was like, he just said that. Yeah.
Let's talk about his geriatric shuttle.
Oh my gosh.
Like, he literally.
Are we getting into this today? Is this the episode that we all get canceled?
Yeah. Listen, we're not going to get canceled.
It was nice knowing y'all. Thank you for tuning in for 13 episodes.
Listen, you can be the most. If you've never voted anything but Democrat in your whole entire life.
But we can all agree that
you
Joe
have
Biden,
to still be able to be agree that Joe Biden's mind is gone.
Oh, that 100%. I honestly feel sorry for him.
Yeah.
That his team and his backing has him out there like that. It's actually sad.
Well, they don't. He's taken like 383 days of his presidency as vacation. Like,
that's so sad.
No, it's not.
Well, he's just an old vacation. Man. No, I just think about vacation. Like, sad. I just think about
that's sad. So sad. The president of the United States. He's just got a rough life.
I just think about sad old men.
He's not like, a sad old man. He likes to sniff little girls and stuff. Listen, let's be honest here. I don't feel bad for the guy.
I say you make not, like, vacation I've had this year.
383 days of vacation since he's taken presidency.
Mm. I hadn't had over 20 since I've been
honestly with this that number may not oh be that number's pulled off of Twitter. It could be completely wrong. I have no idea.
Pull that number straight out of his ass. That
it's so specific.
Oh yeah, I don't even know.
Do you know what we were supposed to be? Do you know what we were supposed to do today? You know what I'm supposed to talk about?
Let's talk about
today?
It. Let's talk about the weekend.
I was not even talking about that. I was getting straight into the idea.
No, we're not going there yet.
We're not
We gotta, no.
We're baiting you. No. You want to know what we're going to talk about? You got to stay listening. find out.
Our first pop culture conversation coming
that is,
up.
That is not
after
about
the break. Taylor what Swift. Is, we? How close are we? Does anybody, can anybody see?
This got so time frame? Derailed.
16 minutes
16 minutes in? Okay, we got 10 minutes. We have enough time.
We got 10 minutes.
So, Leslie and I have been going at a rate we've never done in our lives when it comes to just like social activities outside of our home or our friends' homes. Every weekend for like five weekends,
literally a month
we have either been somewhere with our children.
And I'm going to be gone again this weekend.
Or we actually had these last two weekends while the kids have been visiting family where we've been alone. And I guess we thought we should try to be young again.
Two weekends of benders? It's too many.
God.
One weekend
it's
was too many.
It's so fake. Anybody who's like, oh, to be young again, screw that. That's horrible. We went, first off, I guess, excuse me.
Ew.
We went and floated the river. And then that night, we went in, and what did you call it? Like a dance hall?
We went to a bar. Like a bar and dance hall.
It's not a bar, though.
Is that a dance hall?
It's not a bar. Like, yes, it has bars in it, but that's like a, like, it would be more of like a saloon.
We went to the damn honky-tonk. Like those places? We went to the fucking honky-tonk. Is it a
honky-tonk?
Is it a honky-tonk?
Oh, I already said it. You missed it.
Oh, I missed it. Huh?
Like a honky-tonk?
I don't know. I don't frequent those locations.
I don't know. I needed, what would you call the place north over on State Line?
Whiskey River is a bar.
No, not Whiskey River.
That's Electric what that Cowboy.
Place is called. Electric
Cowboy is a bar.
Electric Cowboy also has been closed for years, before.
Whiskey River is what Electric Cowboy used to be. No. It's a bar.
It's not Shooters. A bar. Shooters. That's what I'm talking about.
Shooters is a bar.
It's not a bar. But
it says
like,
grill on the end. It's a grill.
No, listen.
It's a bar. It's a bar. It's a bar with a dance floor.
No,
but places, that's still a bar.
Oh, my God. I'm so grill. Mad right now. I don't know why we're...
What constitutes it as a dance hall as opposed to a bar?
Because there's a dance floor.
No. If the place is designed...
But there are fights there every weekend, but it's not an arena. It's not a UFC arena.
No. Listen. Listen. This is the way I...
Fight in the most grandiose scale.
This is how I see it, okay? If the place is primarily around like live music with a large dance floor, that is different than your standard bar.
That place is primarily surrounded by drinking, is what it's surrounded by, which makes it a bar. Oh, how many bars were in that place? How many bars with how many bartenders?
Bro,
five.
It is a type of bar, maybe.
Okay,
but
that's
when
all
you
I
just
know.
Say,
period. That's all
no,
I needed
if
here.
You would say, like, I went to the bar, that is a big difference.
No, just because you're thinking of like a shitty dive bar does
not.
Not
a shitty dive bar. Most places that you call bars are not dance halls.
I don't know anybody who's went there and not gotten a drink there. So therefore,
my God, just because you get
bar,
that is not what makes a bar a bar. Getting a drink, you can get a drink.
Wow,
no, but the primary reason to go to eat at a restaurant. Is
Mo, shut your mouth.
They said that the Cowboy is now a medical place.
Okay, you know what?
I wonder
fine.
If they cleansed
moving
it, okay. Like with you know.
Either way,
moving on. We tried.
No,
we
Cody
tried.
Was so triggered just now that Momo like. So we're on. If y'all are missing it, we're on TikTok Live right now. Obviously, while we're filming, and my stepmom is in the chat, and she just sighed and told Cody it's a bar, and he was triggered. By
is a club a bar?
A club is a version of it's a type of bar.
Yes, but you would call it a club, right? Because there's a difference in a club and a regular bar.
What's the difference?
Anthony, shut up. You're just trying to play devil's advocate.
No, I don't know.
You've been to a club?
Somebody tell me the difference.
You're right.
Google it.
I believe Anthony's never been to a club. I don't think anybody's ever shaken their ass on Anthony.
Hey, no.
I don't think, like, honestly. Anthony's a bad guy.
No. Lacey's wife is over here. Yeah. Or
Lacey's wife.
Anthony's wife, Lacey, is over here.
There is a kid in her lap. She's definitely
shaking that ass. She's throwing it back.
Throwing
that
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking
not
about
talking about
dancing.
Mary Booty.
Mary Booty.
Okay. So what we were saying is we felt like we just, it was like, dude, why are we even doing this? We were like, this should be fun. And it really, I mean, it's not bad. Don't
it was
get me wrong.
A real puke and rally moment, y'all. I'm not going to lie.
But I was literally thinking was like, brutal. If I could just be out at my house or at my buddy's house with people with a cigar, a bottle of whiskey and meat smoking, that's so much better. I don't want to have to deal with all the people and like it's mostly the other people. Like, yeah. I'm just so ready. Okay. I am so happy to be out of that point in my life, which never really happened because we had kids at like 19.
He called me for outfit advice. I was like, where are you going? He's like, the casino. I said,
in my head,
I was like, I'm so glad I'm not here. Anthony, sounds like a horrible time.
I told Anthony that I was at a casino and he said, who are you? Because like, this is out of our normal. It was a good time, but at the same time, I'm like, man, I'm glad I don't try to do that all the time. Like every now and then, okay. But I am so happy that where we are and like all of our friends and what we're expected to be doing. You know what I mean? Like, no, you know when you're young, like your friends kind of like, oh, you're not going to go party this weekend. It's like, we're expected to be barbecuing and smoking
getting
cigars
lit at our kids' birthday
and
parties.
Being a little overweight with our children around and yelling at your kids, get off the shed! Like that video.
You were on your own on that one.
Y'all never seen that video?
Oh, I've seen it.
That
I just
whole statement,
like
we're expected to be a little overweight with our kids around.
Yeah, that's what you are. Like, we've still got like 5 years till people are like, no. All of you shut up. No, you go through the point.
It worked.
I like 24
all I'm
to 20.
About is that, I like that very loud portion that I have to edit. Like, that's literally where my brain's at right now.
But you have to think like 24, 25, everybody's like, oh, you're going to put on a little weight. And then like 35, they're like, you're getting older. You better get back in shape. Like that, we're not there yet though. We can still like put a little weight on. They're like, he's got a family. He's, you know.
This doesn't have to come off for another 5 years. It's
not going to come off. Before the kids are starting to drop.
I don't have to worry about my wife get divorcing me and
it's
looking for a
dropping.
Younger woman yet.
Right. We're past 25.
Yeah, 25 is the peak.
25 to 35, I think like people kind of accept. Like, yeah, it's okay. That's fine. Dad bods. But then, like, your kids are getting grown. They're like, yeah. Grandpa bods.
I had a good time getting dressed up and going out somewhere that was not to the same 4 fucking restaurants in this town. So, I had a good time.
You only go to 4 restaurants in this town?
Yeah, there's more than 4.
There's quite a few more.
To have a place to go and dress up to. I've had a green dress I bought since January that I haven't had a place to wear in this town.
I had to go try to buy clothing because she was like, hey, let's dress up. I was like,
And you know what he ended up wearing? What did you wear?
Did you wear that polo?
I wore the
blue and white. It was
not a
good,
polo. Yeah. It was a button-up shirt.
No, he did look
blue and white.
I was about to give him
with
a hard
like
time.
Blue slacks and brown dress shoes.
They're not slacks.
No, I did my hair.
He did his hair,
and it didn't look good.
It was not. And you killed that green dress. Period. Thank you, Momo. That's what they're
like.
Doing
it was.
The green dress.
What I realize now is like my hair is too long right now, and I've been gone out of town.
Can you schedule a haircut? By the way,
I'm already going Friday. Sebring already knows.
Okay.
But yeah, so basically I found somebody I really like to do my hair and you can trust him and you don't have to worry about it.
It was his birthday yesterday. Tell him happy
we
birthday.
I did.
I shouted out to shout
happy,
out Sebring.
Happy this by the time this is out, it's still It'll, late. It's late today. But,
happy
but
I already
birthday,
told
Sebring.
Him happy birthday on his birthday.
Cool.
Yeah. So
we're running out of time. We gotta take a break on the cameras.
Oh yeah, it probably is about time.
Let's go.
Taking a break.
See you in a minute. Bye.
That was a crisp clap.
It was a crisp clap. That was a good one.
That
pierced
my
ear.
That sounded like it was planned.
Well, welcome back.
Listen, I have some pop culture news for everybody.
Oh, God.
The rumor wheels are turning, and the streets are saying that Kim K is allegedly, I don't want to get sued by Kris Jenner, allegedly dating Tom Brady.
I would have cared about what you just said if you didn't take 9 years to say it.
No,
oh
I was building
God.
Suspense. I was building
suspense.
Building
suspense.
Up.
No, you call that frustration, not suspense.
Yeah.
That could be good too in the right setting. What do you mean?
Here's what I want to say.
Make these people frustrated and then tell them what we'll talk about.
I'm not going to pretend like the goat is out here just slumming it with the hoe, okay?
What That's we're not going to do, absolutely the fuck not. What we're not going to do is shame that woman. Period.
Listen, it's not shaming her. She's made her whole career on it. What do you mean? What do you, like,
she
this
sat
is
up.
What, like, it's what, she, it's what she's made her money on, right? I'm feeling
very, very triggered on. It's not where she's made her money. Here's my thing. Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian was nothing before Ray J's.
Okay, how much? What is Ray J's net worth? Somebody please tell me what Ray J's net worth is right now. If it's that easy to release a sex tape.
We're not saying.
If that's the case, Cody, you got about 15 in your catalog right now. Put them out, bitch.
You think we wouldn't be rich if I released those?
A billionaire with a fucking B?
Be a good start. Listen, be a good start.
Tom Brady wishes he had as much money as Kim Kardashian.
When Ray J and Kim got together, Ray J was a star. Kim was a nobody.
Nobody.
But that's the thing. But releasing a sex tape doesn't automatically make you rich and fucking famous.
It does whenever your mom plans it and then pushes it.
That's fine. And I love Kris Jenner, right? The devil works hard. Kris Jenner works harder. That's fine. I respect the grind. Like, I don't understand, but I compare it to this, right? One person can get a viral video on the internet, whether that's YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, whatever. You can get a viral video on the internet without a problem.
No one's saying she didn't have a long-term hoe career working
that's
on.
That's not. It's just long-term hoe, though. That woman
that's
now,
all she was.
No, you can, yes, you I can need context. Create. Yeah. You can create.
You don't know who Kim Kardashian is?
I know her name, that she has a booty, and apparently she's rich.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah. That's all you need to know. That's all you need to know right now.
That's all she's got. No talent.
They removed her booty. They have dissolved her ass.
Wait, yeah, they removed her booty?
It's because she's got money now. Yeah.
She don't need it no more.
She returned them. She,
okay,
she returned
one,
it.
Shut up. It's
it was on rent.
Thing.
Warranty.
Y'all all need to shut the hell up. Listen, it's one thing to get a viral video somewhere, but it's another thing to be able to take it and create an entire massive platform. And I'm not just talking about a platform. I'm talking about a billion dollars. What was that the other day that you said? There's nothing you wouldn't do for $1 billion outside of like hurting your own children.
What'd she do for $1 billion?
She put Ray J's dick in her mouth. What do you mean?
Yeah, exactly. So
like, but
if Ray J was still relevant,
make her $1 billion.
I think about it.
I don't even know
what
that is.
That is not what made her $1 billion.
No, being a hoe did.
No, Kim Kardashian is a mogul. She's got a law degree. She is currently fighting for fucking justice reform.
You're talking
in
about
our nation.
You're talking
Are you
about
joking
Kim.
Right
you're
now?
Talking about Kim Kardashian. After she
just
everything
say,
is done.
Just say you're
all
misogynistic
she was,
and move
all
on.
She was for 10, 15 years that she built all this was attractive.
Being hot?
And posting videos and pictures that are provocative. That's all I'm saying. She was out there honing it. I'm not saying it's a problem.
And Tom Brady's a dirty, nasty, rotten fucking cheater in the NFL. And like that, you don't have a problem with.
Where is this coming
from? Where are you coming from?
Because you said Tom Brady was slumming it with Kim Kardashian. He's not fucking slumming it. He's a cheater.
A cheater in what way? What are you talking about?
Deflategate.
she didn't do that. Belichick did.
Yeah.
You think Tom Brady went in on that? First Belichick's off, a piece of shit,
too.
Fuck
him.
Tom knew.
I think that he's...
He is...
But listen.
Hold on. Okay, hold on. Everybody be quiet. For real. Here's the thing. I actually don't care, but this is my favorite thing to do to Leslie. It's just
either.
Pick a side that I know is opposite of hers and okay. then just
You're not gonna
watch
be a misogynist.
The craziness okay, explode. Because let's be honest here. Olivia Rodrigo and Madison Beer, I think they're the crazy ones.
Goodbye, everybody. I gotta go.
I actually have no idea.
For the sanctity of my marriage and for my salvation and my husband's, I have to leave out of here.
About? Listen, goodbye. All I know Forever. Is Olivia Rodrigo, because this is what she's been ranting about, released a new song, and apparently it's about some guy that used to date Madison Beer.
Fuck that dude.
Okay. And it's like, oh, he's crazy or rude or whatever.
So Olivia Rodrigo made a song about someone else's ex?
No,
well, it's
also
her
ex.
Oh, okay.
But like,
they do pass around in that industry.
Exactly. Yeah. And apparently he's like, oh, this guy's an
Zach
asshole.
Zach Bia, who nobody
honestly,
knows. I don't know who that man is.
Honestly? Nope. There's no evidence other than Olivia Rodrigo's songs. And let's be honest.
There's photos.
I think it's a little bit biased.
Photos of what? Him backhanding?
Yeah, so like, it's what? Fine. So what you're fucking telling, I'm literally getting angry. And I know you're doing this for a bit, but it's actually making me mad. Because it's fine for men to call women bitches and hoes and say all kinds of other derogatory things like that in their songs. But the fucking second a woman has the audacity to say anything negatively about a man, oh, she's just fucking bitter and gross.
What music
she
do you
just needs
to
get a grip.
Men use that type of language.
Yeah. What kind
Maybe
of music?
You should check what language you listen to.
Yeah.
Rap music.
Or what
oh.
music you listen to.
But actually, also, there's country songs. Country girls, shake it for me. Shake that ass.
I was charging up.
Shake that ass in a circle.
Country girls,
climb
today.
No, climb
He's
in.
Just laying the
I
seeds of canceling.
Yes, I'm just laying them all out and waiting for her.
Yeah, insert the man by Taylor Swift right
listen,
now.
Listen, listen.
If I was the man,
Leslie,
then I'd be the
I
man.
I don't actually care. Or no, I didn't even know who Madison Beer or the guy was.
You knew who Olivia Rodrigo was.
Yeah, the only reason is because you and my daughter won't stop singing every song. Like, the men in this world have ruined you guys.
Well, have you heard the, you talk this
you
episode?
Haven't even heart like you haven't even had a real heartbreak. You've been with me since you were a child. And McKinley's never had a boyfriend. Yeah, and you're the one out here breaking my heart.
You're breaking my heart.
I don't, you don't see me out there singing.
You're giving me the
you
heck.
Feel it. You feel why it. She's like, it broke my heart. You're like, who did that? It cracks me up. Leslie is the ultimate defender of women.
I'm a girl's girl. There's one thing I need to know about me. Believe women. I'm a girl's
yeah. We're 30 minutes in girl. And Les wants this pod to be over.
I'm done. I'm honestly mad. Like, you actually made me mad.
You have to relax because these things don't matter to us. Like, they don't change anything.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Like, who cares if he cheated or did whatever? What does she claim he did? What has the guy supposedly done to her in Madison?
What did he do?
Just be a dickhead. I don't know.
Mm. Well, what is it? Because you're like dead set that he's a piece of shit.
And there was video evidence.
I don't actually know. I just like this song. I don't actually know this dude. I've never heard of this guy until his song.
You just got fired up that I could have the audacity.
Fired up about you being a dickhead is what
I did. All I said is I think maybe they're the ones who are the crazy ones. You have no evidence.
If you have more than one person saying the same thing about you.
So two people.
Maybe it's, okay, fine, two people. Maybe okay. It's time to accept that, like, maybe it's not everybody else and maybe it's you. Like, maybe the guy's just a dickhead. You don't know.
I think a sample size of two is not sufficient.
But it's always,
she's a woman scorned. She's a bitch. She's being crazy. I'm sorry that she's more, again, don't punch
what
up.
What if it is?
I'm sorry that she's more famous than him and has a platform to be able to write a song about him and people listen to it. That's the same thing. Like, it's the same thing for when people comment ugly shit on my TikToks, and then I have to be the bigger person to be like, oh my gosh, yeah, you're right. No, if you're going to punch up, you son of a bitch, and say nasty things about me on my platform, don't get angry when I finally start punching down to you. Like,
you're so aggressive for this. This is not, like, here's the thing, Leslie.
You did this to make me mad.
Here's the thing.
This was a bit for you.
Here's the thing. Nobody cares.
That comment is
you're wonderful. Gaslighting me.
What'd they say?
Cody is trying to say, mind the business that pays you, LOL, and their drama don't pay me.
Yeah. Like, it doesn't
you brought
matter.
It up.
Yeah, because you were like, I don't even care. And you're like, I'm so physically mad right now that I can't breathe. And you're like, it doesn't matter. Like,
I'm suffocating.
Like, it doesn't matter that much. Nobody's actually, my favorite thing is to think that my wife, if I say anything negative about any woman in the entire world, she's like, you misogynistic piece of shit. And you're like, I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying maybe we should look at both sides of every argument. And you're like, no. Women get the shit end of every stick.
I'm so not you're that way, and you're putting words in my mouth.
Okay, you're not that way?
No.
Give me one time a woman was the fault.
I don't know.
Yeah, because you will never.
No, I remember one, just to shoot her some bail. Amber Heard, Johnny Depp.
Amber Heard was in the wrong.
Yeah.
Anybody who shits on somebody's bed, like, everybody knows that. Obviously, you can't be
no,
in the wrong.
No, lying about things
that was a,
like
that was low-hanging fruit.
Yeah, well, here's the thing, Leslie, believe her. You never know.
Johnny when there's Depp's physical a actor. Evidence saying the otherwise, like saying otherwise, that's a thing. You act like I'm.
How
just
do you feel about
you? Act like I'm just fucking neurotic. Like I'm just take the side of the women because I'm just delusional.
You do. You do take the side of the women no matter what. No matter what. Even,
and you don't ever.
No, that is not true. I just look at what's presented. Like, at first, I thought Jonah Hill was probably crazy. And then I read the text messages, and I was like, oh, he's not crazy at all. Like, at all. But that's the thing. At first, have you even read them? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Do you think Jonah Hill's wrong?
I think Jonah Hill's a dick.
Do you think he's wrong for what he did?
You shouldn't do, like, telling...
This one is... He literally is not telling her not to. He just said, I have these boundaries for my romantic relationships. I'm cool with just cutting it off, ending things perfectly fine, no problem at all. That is, you think that's wrong?
No, I think it's okay to have boundaries in your relationship.
That's all he did. You read him, or are you just taking the woman's side
boundaries
here? Did you read him?
And preferences.
No.
Are two different things.
No. Did you see what he said? Did you read him?
I didn't read all of them.
Exactly! You took the woman's side before looking at the facts.
I actually have no idea anything about
Jonah. And honestly, I figured Jonah Hill was in the wrong here, especially when you read the headlines. Bro, he's a piece of shit.
Do you know who is
not
in the wrong?
All,
Keke
dude.
Palmer's baby daddy.
I don't know anything about that one.
I know a little bit
being
about
a
that
dick.
One.
He's
Let me
being
know.
A,
Let
he's
me know.
Being
I
a dick.
This
he
one.
Was so, talking about being out of pocket because you're a mother. Like, because I'm a mother, I can't dress
well, yeah, okay.
Attractive.
Let me explain it to you Leslie's going to go to dance around. What happened?
He was being manipulated.
Keke Palmer went to the Usher concert in Vegas.
Okay.
He is known for going out into the crowd singing to women.
To women.
And there's nothing wrong with that. He's a performer.
Yeah. Right?
And his own girlfriend or whatever is amongst the crowd.
Yeah, she's fine with it.
She's
cool.
She's like, this is part of the job, right? Well, the issue that Keke Palmer's child's father
had. Are they together?
Yeah,
they were. Together.
They are. Wait, well, at the time, were they together?
Yes.
Speculation believes it's implied that they were. It was implied that they were together.
She's wearing a very promiscuous type of dress. I guess it's a dress, right?
It was a dress.
Like, she's got, like, a thong type.
Anthony, can you look it up?
I think it's a dress, and it's kind of sheer.
And she's got underwear
on, but it's a thong, right? So you can see.
Oh, you can see her whole ass?
Yeah, basically. And, like, when he sings to her,
she turns around and throws it back?
He respectfully grabs, like, middle back, you know, and she turns around, shows him what she's working with, all of that as he walks away. And then she makes a point to say that she stayed after to play spades. Now, as someone in the black community, when you stay after to play spades, it only means one thing.
His girlfriend is there.
I'm joking. That was just a joke. But no, she did stay. She made a point to say, like, she hung out and all that stuff. And the dad of her kid is basically like, you're a mother. Like, why are you acting like this? But it also, his statements also implied that they have had issues concerning her decisions recently. It wasn't just that instance.
I would definitely feel uncomfortable if you wore a sheer dress anywhere. I don't think, would you be comfortable with that?
They're not married. And that would you, and I'm,
but also, she said, he saw me walk out of the house with this dress on.
Also, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you knew what I was wearing.
So both sides,
I
can see.
What I have the problem with is if you've already agreed upon boundaries in your relationship, right? If you've already agreed upon certain things that, like, hey, this really makes me uncomfortable when you do certain things. And, like, we've had those conversations. Like, hey, I wouldn't feel more comfortable with this and XYZ. So this is not a, like, oh, my man can't tell me what to do. That's not the situation. We have boundaries that we have agreed upon in our marriage.
I'm not letting my woman anywhere near Usher.
Usher is a performer. That's not that man's problem. That man is not.
She stayed after.
Yeah, I don't think his issue was.
No, Keke Palmer is not some random bitch. Keke Palmer is in.
Is that the one?
Yeah, she does not look. She looks fantastic.
No, but you got to turn it around.
I mean, her booty's out.
Think her booty was out in the picture. It is. Is it fully out?
It's out. Yeah.
It's out.
What my issue is, regardless of whatever, if this is a conversation they've already had and she's broken that, whatever, fine. But if he going on Twitter and screenshotting the video and being like, this, you're a mother. Is not
appropriate.
Having a private conversation between the two
is
of you
totally
is totally acceptable. I am not.
Yeah, again, I mean, I think if y'all are trying to make it work, you shouldn't ever be dancing with other men ever.
Fine. I'm not disagreeing.
But I also think the other way too. Like, I'm not going to go out there and be throwing my shit around on other women.
No,
like,
I agree with you.
That's just something we've discussed.
That's something we've already discussed and agreed upon. Yeah. If that was a conversation, you're not calling me out on the internet.
I would definitely never. That is something I will say, like, I never agree with. Even when we were talking about that Reddit post, like, episode 8 or whatever, when we were talking about, like, I agreed with some of the things the guy did, but the majority thing I thought was crazy is don't get other people involved.
No, don't get other people involved in your shit.
He is crazy to have.
Twitter? And, like, y'all are famous. Like, you know people are going to see this shit.
He aired it all out.
Yeah.
Like, that's too much. That's not the appropriate response. Crazy. If you want any hope of reconciliation at that point, and you want to work
I would need
this out,
to see the video of her, like, what she did, and if she actually stayed, and if it was a one-on-one thing, was there a group? There's so many things that go into this, whether it's wrong or not. If she one-on-ones, like, I stayed after with Usher for a while, like,
I don't think that's the case.
What?
And again, this could be my bias, right?
Playing space.
This could be my bias, which is fair. I don't think that's, and if you watch any interview of Keke Palmer or of any of, she's very in over the, I love her. She is very funny, very over the top personality, very in your face. I can see her being, like, more on the flirty side of her personality, just being that way in general, but not disrespectfully so.
Having an outward personality does not make you flirty. If you're flirting, you're flirting.
Well,
right?
You know what?
Is flirting a personality trait?
Some people can take...
I don't... That's not a personality
somebody
trait.
Can... No, but no. people
It's all
can,
about
no,
perception.
It's about perception, because no, people can that, take an outgoing, fun, happy personality,
but that's not what we're
bubbly,
saying. We're not saying somebody...
As somebody flirting.
We're not saying somebody mistook something. You're saying she's flirty.
No, I don't
If she's
no.
out there flirting with
I
other dudes...
I can see... No,
yeah,
but no, that's not what I'm saying.
A lot of people, they see, like...
No,
instance,
I know what you mean.
Yeah, like
women,
if you're interested if you're, in someone else and they happen to be nice to you,
yes.
you can
you're
perceive
take,
that.
Perceive
I'm not talking
flirting.
About. Yeah. I'm not talking about perceiving. I'm
no,
just talking about like.
I am
if
talking
you,
about
you,
public
you and
perception.
I both know each
she's
other.
She's not. I don't think she was deliberately.
No.
You, yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. You
she's
and I both
Kiki
know
Palmer.
Each other.
She's out there. She's acting. Kiki Palmer
that's,
acts a fool.
That's her.
She's acting up. She acts a fool.
I don't have any problem with
that. Her personality.
And also, like.
And you and he knew that when he made a baby with her, when he made a commitment relationship with her, you knew who that woman was.
Well, let's not go crazy because we've never seen Kiki do anything like that ever. And if she's out there doing that all the time, we probably would have seen it. So let's not sit here and act like she's out. This is a normal thing.
No. Kiki Palmer acts a damn fool.
We've never seen her do anything. Like, what are you talking about? We've never talked about this.
It kind of ties to the Jonah Hill thing. Like, you know how you saw them when you first were interested in them.
Yeah, but there's also. Well, no, yeah. But with him, he was just saying, like, hey, if we're going to continue, I think these – and this was private between them. I think he did the right way. Calling him out on Twitter and all this.
That's true, but I agree.
But here's the thing.
That's unnecessary.
To think that –
That's unnecessary.
This is something I think is crazy and I've never understood is just because somebody acted one way when you started dating doesn't mean they shouldn't change certain things about the way they act when you get serious.
What I think
– Like, I think if you're dating and you're out there and you're having more fun or something and then you have a kid and you're just like, we're talking about getting married, you should make
that's
life
not what
changes.
That's
we
not
don't
what
act
I'm
the same.
Talking, but that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is somebody's core personality traits, right? Somebody who there is at their core, who they act. If you're dating that person with the anticipation of like, oh, if I well, they're going to change, you need to pick a different fucking person to be with.
No, no, because
yes,
the way I was,
my entire
the single
being.
Cody, you would not like at all. If I did the things I did that I was single,
that's
you.
Because you willingly decided to change. You at your core are
because
still the
you
same
have
person.
To. But no, you have to change. If you're going to be in a relationship
yeah,
like
but not everybody
single,
thinks that way.
With, you're wrong then. To be in a long-term relationship, you're going to have to
well,
change
there are compromises
a lot of
me.
Things you do when as a single person versus a
but
somebody in a
not,
long-term relationship.
Yeah, there are things that I used to do that I obviously don't do now.
Yeah, I think
but
that's more
not
habits
about,
and
that's
not necessarily
not,
character.
That's not
like
my character.
Well, no, but that's
who I am is
you
who
can,
I am.
You don't have to be flirty with it being outgoing, though. That doesn't just because she acted a fool her whole life doesn't mean when you start to have a serious relationship that you shouldn't pull that back. That's crazy to think that yet. Like I acted a fool all the time. I was constantly going after women. I got in a long-term relationship and I said, obviously
I
have to learn to have a personality.
After, yeah. She was not going after Usher.
I'm not saying that. I'm just talking about in general. You're saying like you should never have to change.
That's
and, like,
not, that's obviously not what I'm talking about.
Well, we don't know. I mean, here's the thing. I have no
you're
idea.
Putting words in my mouth.
No, I'm not. What are you talking about? I'm talking about. I'm not putting words in your mouth. I don't. I'm not arguing with you. I'm stating what I think is like. If anybody thinks that you don't have to change to be in a committed long-term relationship, you're going to be wrong. You should change.
Yeah,
in a long-term relationship. I'm not arguing with you. I'm not saying Kiki should do anything different. I'm not. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying in general, there's been a lot of talk on social media, and you see these women and men who say, "Oh, if they're trying to change you, leave." No. It's not about they're trying to change you. You should want to change yourself to be a better spouse.
And plus, I think the word change kind of has a negative connotation in this point.
Evolve.
Or even grow. Like
grow.
That's a better
grow.
Word.
But it is change. Like here's
it
the thing.
Is, but you know, for
and
the
it's
people
like,
that.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, don't change for anybody. Absolutely change for the right person. And I'm not saying change who you are down to the core. No,
that's
but
not.
Change the things you do that you wouldn't do. When you're in a long-term relationship, because there's very like there's like one of the things you used to do was go to the Rocky Horror Picture Show, not dressed in a way that you would that would be any way acceptable.
I was also underage.
Yeah,
let's just put that
let's not go there. Let's but like put one of the first things we had talked about was like, hey, I'm not I don't feel
this
comfortable
makes me
being
very,
in a relationship with somebody who's in lingerie around other guys. When you're single, that was your prerogative. Do whatever you want. But there are certain like stipulations that you can have for your own relationship to say, look, these are things we change. These are things
we
keep
that's also
together.
A boundary you set before we fully embarked upon a relationship. This
no,
is not something
no.
yeah, before. Yeah. Right,
no, we were in a relationship
is,
like this.
Well, this that's what I'm saying. This is the very, very early stages. This is not months or years into our
it
relationship.
Was months into our relationship.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was. It was
no,
after.
It wasn't.
It definitely was. It was because it was like 2 months and you were like, I'm going to Rocky Horror. And I was like, I would feel more comfortable if you
That was the first time it had ever. That was the first time.
That's what I'm saying. But it was months into our relationship.
It was not dressed differently. You didn't want me going at all. Which is fine.
No, at first I was like, if you're going to go, are you going to? And you're like, well, no one goes clothed. And I was like, well, then don't go at all. That was what I said. My thing was, if that's what you're doing in an area like that, I don't think, you know, people with committed relationships should be going alone anywhere dressed like that. You know what I mean? Especially in a, like, the reason for going is not a good reason back then. And especially at the age we were at. You're 17. I was like, you should not be going anywhere like that. But that's the thing is, like, you can set those boundaries and you can have those things. And we had later on in life, there have been times when you've told me, like, I'm not going to want you to do this. And like, those are things you just grow and evolve to make sure, because here's the thing that most people are not going to understand in the beginning. Relationships take daily work. You don't just expect to be happy for 20 years as the same people you are at 18. You're not going to be doing the same things at 18 at 38 and still be married.
Somebody, no, I was just going to touch on this. This is no hate to the person, because I just looked at this and it says that's your insecurity, though. And this is no hate to the person that commented this. But if you love somebody, and again, I'm not talking about just giving into every single whim that somebody is like, oh, this makes me, I'm not talking about people being unrealistic. Oh my gosh, you can't even talk to a woman in public. You can't, no. Like, that is not the same thing as makes me deeply uncomfortable, and me as your spouse, and not your spouse at the time, but as your partner, that's fine. I can either acknowledge that and be like, okay, fine, I'm going to do that. I will not do this because it makes you uncomfortable and I care about you as an individual. Yeah. Or I have the power at that point. We were not dating that long to say, away. Hey, sorry, fuck you.
Also,
I'm going to do what I
want
to do.
To think that you don't
making
want
that I'm
your...
safe and making people uncomfortable.
No, to think that
I also had no business being there undressed. If you think that having
an insecurity would be somebody saying you shouldn't be doing certain things with the opposite sex once you're in a long-term relationship, you need to grow up. Yeah. Because if you think you put yourself over and over in bad situations, they're talking about me less.
I know, but I'm getting mad because that made me mad.
It's ridiculous to think that.
Let's take a break and cool down. Let's do that.
We did. Is it getting
there? Close? You go. Yeah, we got to.
All right, taking a break.
We got hot.
All right, guys, welcome back. So
we got a little heated.
Not really. It's funny because people on the live were real concerned about, like, nah, that's a pretty normal conversation. Like, you know, you're emotional. You're going to say things out of 10.
All the time.
We're going to argue back and forth because neither, like, we don't mind doing it. You know what I mean? No. And it's not even arguing. It's just a debate. We like debates, but we're going to actually.
The master debater.
I know what you. Hilarious there, Leslie. You got it. The master debater. Ooh.
Listen, y'all. Can you attest to the fact that that's how Cody and I communicate 95% of the time?
You too.
Yeah. 100%.
All right. So Anthony's going to pick a few questions out from the live that they want us to hear or to answer. So they could be goofy questions.
Serious.
They can be serious questions. Live you guys just kind of put in whatever you want. Keep an eye out for our lives because a lot of times, well, now you say a lot of times. So it's sometimes when we're filming the podcast, we go live. So if you want to see that, you can either, it's from Leslie's TikTok, so you can go follow her on there.
So follow me if you, I can't imagine.
I'm sure everybody watching
the podcast. But if you do not follow me, if you found this podcast organically outside of my TikTok or Instagram, you can follow me at Leslie Marler _. That's LeslieMarler_ on TikTok. And we always give people a little bit of a heads up before we go live for a podcast filming. Yeah. So that's what we're doing today is we've been live the whole time on the podcast and we are filming it up. We're going to take
Why are you sitting so far apart? Because the camera. Well, hold on. Let's show you why. Let's sit next to each other right here.
Like, well, the camera works in like rule. Like,
well, that, but either way, this, I mean, what do you sit this in the crack? Weird. This is weird. I don't like this at all. Yeah.
I don't care.
For that. Go back to the corner.
Also, someone said, how did you guys meet? And there's a pod. What pod is it? Pod 2?
Where is our story?
No, it was
pod?
Like.
No, it was the podcast episode where me and Cody were on our own. Because I was sad the flu that week.
We were sick that week. Okay. I don't remember what week.
COVID. Yeah.
But if you go through.
So
you can
episode 1 and keep watching. And you'll eventually see it in one of the episodes.
What was your fight over? We weren't fighting.
No, what was your first fight over?
Oh, first fight.
I know what it is. Do you want me to say it? Are you cool with it?
at the same time.
I got really drunk.
No, I want to say it. I want to say it.
I got mad at Cody because he went to go pick up girls with his friends. And we were at a party and I got really drunk. And by really drunk, I had, like 3 shots of tequila. And then I apparently Snapchatted an ex-boyfriend to this day, telling him I missed him, that to this day, I don't remember doing.
Well, let's be clear. Let's clarify picking up girls. It was physically picking them up in a car.
Yeah, but it made me
not
mad.
Like I'm going to try to find women
in this.
But we were just going to pick up girls.
No,
to
you
come
were
going to
go help these theater dorks that we were all friends with go pick because I did not know how to talk
me.
To girls.
You sent me because
yeah, because I thought it was one. Okay, listen, I was 17. All right, I was trying to be the cool girlfriend. We were recently dating. This was very new early on in our relationship.
Almost to the end. This almost night almost end. Ended.
This
it all.
This was our first fight, and it almost ended our entire relationship. We sorted it out, and obviously we're still here today.
Because here's the thing, and how do you know that the guy Snapchatted Leslie? Because that's a lot of what people ask. Because that morning she woke up and she was like, "Oh, check my phone for me." And I opened up her phone.
That's why I think I didn't do anything wrong because that wasn't on my intention.
Yeah,
because
she was like,
bad.
"Just check my phone, see if my mom had called." And the first thing
was a Snapchat
from him saying, "I miss you too." And I was like, oh, so we're done. And it was very close. That was a big fight that actually we pretty much were over for like a minute there. Like a couple hours until that got through.
A couple hours.
Well, I mean, like we called it, but I'm not the type that's going to go back and forth. So like for me, any time where I think it's over is a long time because I don't do like, oh, we went back and forth and back and forth. Like the one time me and Leslie split off and then came back, it was very hard for me to go back. Like, cause I don't think.
Nah, you were still in love with me.
Yeah, but I wasn't ready to just like forget everything.
No, well, of course.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like it wasn't.
No, Cody
like,
had, y'all, no, this is not it. Cody had every right to be mad at me. I royally fucked up. So like, that's fine.
It wasn't even like me attacking her. It was just like, hey, if you're not happy, I don't want to have a relationship. And she was like, no.
I was broken, y'all.
And
I was a broken person.
You know, because that was my thing. We weren't even fighting like, how could you do? It was just like, look, I don't want to be in a relationship. She's like, no, that's not what I did. That's not why I did it. And I was like, kind of seems like it maybe. But no, we worked it out. But that was our first fight.
I was really going through it.
That's been a long time since we talked about that.
This was like 10 years ago.
No, that was longer than that, wasn't it? No, I guess it was about 10 years ago.
It was about 10 years ago.
Coming up on 10th anniversary.
Oh, 10th anniversary, baby.
10 years. I liked her for a few.
Maybe the first two.
All right, what do we got, Anthony?
Okay. The first two were the hardest ones.
I want to say this because I thought it was funny.
All right, here we go.
Thanks to your podcast a couple weeks ago, my sister has now started sending me Nick Cage memes every day.
I
got to tell Kylie that.
Kylie will love that.
She started a trend.
And then what's your favorite snack or craving that each of you have? Do you have the same snack cravings?
No.
We eat very
it's the most.
Foods.
I hate it because it's like we can't. We never are craving popcorn. The same foods. No,
we eat lots of popcorn together.
I want to talk about popcorn for a second. There was a moment in time when I loved popcorn,
John.
But
Mayer.
Then we were so poor when the boys were born that there was a time when all we had left to eat in our house was a box of Great Value popcorn, and we ate that for 4 dinners.
Somebody said fruit roll-ups in the comments.
4 dinners, bro. And after that, I never loved popcorn the same. Like, I'll eat it, but it is not. Like, I feel like, and we had it for more than 4 dinners.
Pause
like 4 in
really
a row.
Fast, because now I have to make a clarification, because I forgot that, like, people that are listening or watching this can't see the live, and I just whispered John Mayer into the mic.
Yeah.
Because So somebody in the comments asked, which one of Taylor Swift's ex do you have the most beef with? And the answer is John Mayer. So there we go.
Okay. What is your snack, though?
Move on.
Hold on. We haven't even said it.
Avocado toast.
Ugh, gross.
What? What's your beef with avocado toast?
Avocado toast
you
with
think
the chili
that should be
crisp
somebody's
oil.
Main snack craving?
Or like
it should
goat
be on the
cheese
list.
With like or like goat cheese and strawberries with honey on top.
The long list. I have like, I don't know, 87 things on my list.
We can tell.
Yeah. Everybody can tell.
Or
it looks like it has 105.
Or a pickle. But like a shitty like ballpark pickle with like a bag of shitty ballpark popcorn.
I'm real basic. I like chips and crackers. Like
oh,
different
Cody,
like,
y'all wanna see y'all
a
wanna
bag
hear
of
me
chips
get the ick?
Or like some Cheez-Its or something or
Cody
Triscuits.
Eating a bag of Doritos is the most repulsive, disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life. It's horrifying.
I don't like you either. All right. All right, Anthony, what's the next one? You got another one?
Yeah, I did. I'm looking for it.
Period.
Where'd it go?
He's fired.
But with like hot Cheetos.
No, it was pinned. Don't come at me.
Oh my gosh, pickles, a pickle and a hot Cheeto?
Elote is prime. No. Also, I don't understand what that means. What does prime mean?
It means it's like top
thank
tier.
Thank you, Maddie. I got it. What's the favorite meal that Leslie makes?
Hold on.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. You will get this. Prime means what?
It's prime.
Like
it's
good?
Like top tier, yeah.
Red Rising.
Mm-hmm.
That's so weird.
That is
weird.
Shut up, you fucking
no,
nerd.
Red Rising is like, that's their thing. Like, they say that all the time in the book.
For
like,
sure, it's prime.
Are you prime? That's prime. Like,
is it like 10 out of 10?
It's like, are kinda. You good? Are you, it's like, it means like good or like
answer
ready to
your
go.
Question.
Or, that's awesome. Funny. Yeah. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. So, Cody, what's the best meal that Leslie makes?
Ooh.
I have an answer for this.
It's hard for me to like, right now. So, like, right now for me, I think it's the beef Korean bowls.
That I made last night.
They're so good. But overall, for long term, that Cajun chicken pasta is really good. I like that too.
What's your answer, Anthony?
What is your answer, Anthony?
I'm sorry, I was looking at comments. What did you say? Because
Cajun chicken pasta.
What was yours though?
Oh, it was definitely the Cajun.
Cajun chicken pasta is really good.
Slaps.
I like those beans though too.
My favorite.
Oh my god,
charro
beans.
Them charro beans slap.
They're cheater beans.
Will you let him talk? It's a little racist.
Probably the one she buys and doesn't cook.
That was so unnecessary.
Carl can't do anything but hate on her.
Yeah, I mean,
my fried chicken I made was
it's
good,
in the
y'all.
Mandate.
You're also like super picky.
My buttermilk
yeah.
fried chicken
but not
was
like,
baller.
Not in a way you won't eat things.
I'll
like
eat
you're
anything.
Like, I don't really like that, but I'll eat it anyways.
Yeah, 100%.
I actually don't know what you like.
Well, it's not even that I don't like it. It's just like I'd prefer something else.
Yeah.
He's always respectful.
Yeah, he eats
like,
it.
I've eaten everything y'all have.
Yeah, you've eaten here enough that there's no way you hate eating here.
No, I see it. My relationship with
those,
food is
you
weird.
Like those tacos.
Yeah, they're really good.
The fajitas I made, you were a big fan of
fantastic.
Those.
Fantastic. Yeah, those I don't good. Know. Like I ate food for a living basically for most of my life. Like I had to eat for fuel, so it wasn't like anything. I didn't have a diverse diet. I knew what worked, so I ate that every single day.
Yeah.
So now, like, my brain is still stuck on eating the same things. I don't really branch out. I mean, I will eat it, but
see, I'm the opposite. Oh yeah.
Yeah. I you know, I've really taken my cooking to another level. Kai can attest to it.
Really?
Yeah.
What are you laughing at, Anthony?
I'm over here making faces at the baby for getting him on camera.
And Anthony's laughing.
No, he's fine. I just and my like I just saw him. He was like eyeballing me, and I was like, Anthony saw me doing.
You
know
what? I wasn't even paying attention to you.
Oh,
this comment section is hilarious.
Yeah. Go ahead.
So, what type? So she's a Swiftie.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite music artist?
He doesn't listen to
Cody's
me.
Very, to
I don't
Cody's
listen
because the
okay.
the audience me. thinks that you are a country music. A lover.
He is a country musician.
I would say, well, not really. I mean,
I'm your favorite artist.
I think that...
Shut the fuck up.
Luke Combs from the city.
No.
Absolutely not. Cody's a country boy, y'all.
Yeah, I'm not from the city at all.
I'm good, man.
I definitely dress more like I'm from the city
I've
on
city,
the podcast
I've
stuff. But I don't always,
on
yeah.
every day. I, yeah. Y'all, I like how Cody gets to just change his look up. I used to love when he wore cowboy boots and a cowboy hat, and now he wants to be a city slicker.
No.
Like
I don't wear...
Douche.
That's my winter... style clothing.
Yeah, I'm ready for winter to come
like
back to Cody
wearing,
and start dressing
I don't
like
wearing
ranch.
Cowboy boots and
the summer?
A hat in the summer. Not really.
You can wear a straw hat in the summer?
I have a straw hat and I do wear
you
it sometimes.
What?
I don't have boots. What did I say
I'm
this
buy,
week?
I'm a buy you a pair
we're getting
this
paid
weekend.
This week because we maxed out our commission check.
No, you don't even get your commission
that's
check
not
this
that,
week.
That's not this check, man.
Yeah, but it's coming,
I
so
say,
I'm
I
willing
hope
to spend money.
I'm not hurting your feelings right now.
No, we got other money coming too, but we maxed out our commission check at work, so normally it's like, oh, well, we have X amount we need to put into savings.
I'm also
when we max it out, it's like we can spend some money. Not like a crazy amount, but I'm buying new boots. That's what I said. I'm buying I have not had a pair of boots in 2 years that are really nice because I don't know. I just haven't bought any, but I'm buying a new pair of boots. A brown pair.
Should.
I'm feeling good.
I'm getting my hair done.
Luke Casey's actually. I've never had a nice pair of boots in my life. I've always bought like $110, $120 Ariat.
What are you going to get?
Luke Casey's.
You are not.
Unless you count
two. Yeah.
I want some so bad.
Somewhat.
Luke Casey's.
Why do you know anything about Luke Casey's?
Because that's the boot to have.
How do you know that?
They have one. They have a store in the Baybrook Mall, and in there is so cute, and it smells so good like leather.
Soda furniture store.
Now I don't want Luke Casey.
I want some. Those boots are badass.
Fascination with
they have the prettiest women's boots. They have the prettiest
Luke Casey boots I've is ever a seen. High-end boot company. They I the love them and they're comfortable. They're the, high-quality boots. I have never had one. My dad had a pair. My grandpa had a pair, and I have yet to buy myself a pair.
Well, I'm we haven't
a
had pair. The money to buy you anything like skin? That. He does have sensitive skin. I do. He's allergic to red dye.
He's such a...
No. You do have sensitive no, skin.
I do have... And it, my feet break out in hives. Anthony's over here like, oh, you're sensitive skin. I get hives because I'm allergic to red leather. Red leather. Yeah. Yeah. I'm allergic
to tap water.
I'm allergic to red dyes. So, like, boots that have that, it's like, brown hint of the dye. What?
It's the ADHD. He What's... should not be ingesting red dye either. Red dye 40.
Yeah, what is ADHD?
It heightens your ADHD symptoms.
Do you like fruit red punch Kool-Aid?
Is not good for you.
Mm, let me get some of that. It heightens it.
Yellow 5, too. Not good for you.
Not, I have no, not
you're
good
you're
at all.
Saying colors and did numbers you know? Acting like
did
that
you know?
Means something to me.
Well, the Cheetos? Read the Cheetos has of, no red dye.
Really? Cody, are you Cheetos the type to no go to a doctor?
It's just what? Spices?
What?
Like that color of spices?
Are you the type to go to a doctor?
Guys, we can't have two conversations.
No, we can. We're in an X. We can do this. So
the podcast people are going to be like, I don't know, Cheetos,
no,
doctors.
Let me throw another snack in there. I just found out that Oreos are gluten-free. Isn't that crazy?
Are they?
Who and cares? Vegan.
They're vegan?
And vegan.
You hear that, friends? Yeah. My vegan friends on the pod?
Yeah, so I
that
can't
makes
eat
me
Oreos
eat them
now.
Less.
Yeah, right?
I want that gluten and meat, baby.
This guy Hayden is putting some funny things in the chat, man. He said we went from cowboy boots to Cheetos.
Yeah, so fast.
Crunchy or Puffs? I'm going Puffs all
Anthony
day.
Did find a funny topic.
Crunchy hot Cheetos.
And we're back to reading the live. God damn. Crunchy. I'm trying to have a podcast here, Leslie.
No, listen.
We got it. Leslie, you have to sit on this side next time so you can't just stare at it.
I know.
Crunchy.
Can I read it?
Go ahead.
Does Leslie always finish on the same spot of Cody's beard, or is that just natural?
What the fuck is wrong with y'all? Real question.
It is your video.
Yeah.
You
people comment.
Did
people
it.
Tag stuff in that video, or like tag, or not tag me. People comment on my videos of you all the time. Like, oh my god, good job, girl. I'm like, y'all, the video you're referencing is my fucking video. They don't. Yeah. I don't think they realize because my hair looks
yeah
completely different.
Yeah.
But it is my video they're referencing
yeah
when they comment things like that.
It's amazing.
The video has like 14 million views. It's outrageous.
That is, I think, is that your...
That's decent.
That's the most ever, right?
Shut the hell up.
Is that the one that you have the most ever on?
That one or Rory flipping me off, I think, are really
my
close
most
tied.
Popular video I've ever made. I don't understand why it is. It's
got
like 11 million views or
what
10 million views.
Has 11 million
the one
views?
When I come in and I had a new haircut. And you had
I said
went
I will
and
never
stole
be
my
piece.
Quarterback.
No.
Yes, that video has like 10 million views.
So me stealing your quarterback?
Yes, remember I walk inside and you're like, oh yeah, you look good. McKinley's like, I didn't know y'all be. Why are you guys so happy right now?
That video
has like 10 million views. It's definitely in my opinion, wasn't my best video.
No, not at all.
The public has spoken, and apparently it is. But it is a. It's interesting, to say the least, that one was the one that got the most.
It was all bots.
All bots. Oh, Leslie got a post taken down? Because they said that it was misleading
and
or
no,
something? Like a bot or something?
My video got demonetized in the creator fund because it said that it was not authentic engagement on the video.
Yeah. Basically,
they thought you were AI or something?
I have no idea.
And I'm like, that's my fault. I've
no
never
idea.
Got a notification like
and
that.
And they don't answer questions.
No, and I went to go appeal it. Like, what do you mean? Basically, like, I was faking something to, like, garner engagement. And I'm like, it's not all the... I'm like...
Do you have another
that's
one?
That's not my problem.
Does someone have to report yeah. you to get that?
I have no
you know,
idea.
I haven't heard about this in a minute.
And no, this was for
I don't watch your videos,
I think
so
TikTok
maybe talk
that.
About it there.
What is it?
How's the wedding planning going?
Don't ask me that question. I'm just kidding. I'm meeting with my wedding planner Friday for lunch before I go pick up the kids.
I have to spend money on a wedding. That's
you don't
what
have
I
to spend money on shit. I'm paying for 99% of all this shit. You don't have
okay,
to buy anything.
Okay, listen, here's what we're going to start doing. We're going to make a pact right here because this is what Leslie does. Leslie thinks that because she makes money, she pays for everything.
I pay for this
here's
kind
what
of
we're going
bullshit
to do.
Stuff. You
from
pay
now,
all the bills.
Now, listen, from now, yeah, exactly. Now, from now on, you pay all the bills and I'll keep all my money. And then I'll claim to buy everything. Or we can buy everything. You choose. If it's a we, it's fine. If not, I want you to start paying the bills since you're the breadwinner.
Mm. I am.
Why do I pay all the bills still?
Because why would we switch up on tradition? That's what we've been doing.
This Hayden person is amazing. I like
dude,
Hayden.
This dude is awesome.
Hayden is peppering the comments.
We've been paying, you've been paying the bills this whole time. Why would we change
they
it
said
up now?
Leslie is on zone defense today. The whole pod, the defense.
As you literally just said, I'm paying for a wedding. So why don't you shove it up your ass?
Yeah, I
you're
am.
You're not paying for it.
So
we
your money's paying
for it?
Make Hayden a moderator.
We are paying for it.
Deal.
I'm campaigning for it.
Oh, gosh.
You're so aggressive. Leslie, it's a joke. It's a joke.
Your jokes are shitty.
Your jokes are shitty.
Caden got a follow from me, at least.
Yeah. Hayden should be a moderator from now on.
Get better jokes.
Listen, I think that...
So I'm meeting with my wedding planner on Friday, and we're going to get this fucking ball.
We've moved on from the wedding so long ago.
What is the grossest thing that each of you does?
Code, eat Doritos.
I answered that already.
It is gross.
You don't understand.
I've never even thought about it.
I've never watched them.
I eat the fuck out of them things,
y'all.
Dude.
It makes me physically ill.
Is it audible?
Let me put it this way. When I eat Doritos,
it's
I just
whole,
assume
it's the whole hand.
I'm not touching anything else till I wash my hands.
Do you eat the whole bag in one?
Yo, I watched him suck his fingers the other day after eating.
I actually haven't
it.
Eaten chips no. in a minute.
Shut up! Yeah. Listen, I watched him suck his fingers off the other day after eating Cheez-Its, and I literally wanted to throw myself out of the fucking car.
Wait, Cheez-Its were left that much?
No, they didn't. But he sucked. Listen,
I was
listen.
Driving.
Hold on, I'm gonna do some
I had
ASMR
to get
for y'all.
The debris
shut up!
Off.
I'm gonna do some ASMR.
Can I please?
That was
can
what
I
happened.
Exit the room?
No, hey.
That's
that'll
what
be $5.99
like.
The podcast.
Listen, on
the
edit, we were driving on the
I want
highway.
You to put censor and mute that out.
I will.
Thank you.
I wanted to jump out of the car.
Put it behind a paywall.
It'll boost views.
Put it behind
put
a
it behind a paywall.
Yeah, that needs to go behind a paywall for sure.
That's
also next pod. Don't wear shoes.
Also behind the paywall.
Also, you know what? Next pod is the whole thing behind a paywall.
Carlton, I don't know if this is what you were working toward, but you're now my
Carlton.
Financial planner.
Okay.
Carlton. You own all my finances.
I used to be a financial planner, so it makes sense.
Let me tell you right
look,
now.
Somebody
look
said up, we there, beg. Up there. We beg.
We beg.
We beg.
Hayden.
Hayden.
Oh my gosh. We can't go too much onto the live because the podcast people
next
won't know
pod,
what we're talking
don't
about.
Don't dress like you're taking
Cody,
Walgreens
what is
photos.
Last
how much time we got left?
Cody, what is my grossest
we
thing?
We can take a break.
No, how much time do we have left?
We have.
We're
we
going to end it pretty much.
Okay,
once
we,
it's
we're,
over.
We're
have
21
answer,
minutes in.
21.
You
okay,
have to
so we got
my
a few
grossest
more.
Thing. I said your grossest Le- thing.
What Leslie does is the grossest thing she does.
Is the hair in the shower?
Yeah. Oh.
That was our AC. That
did you see that?
You.
Can we get ASMR of Cody eating Doritos?
Dude, I'm telling you. Nom, nom, nom. That's also behind the paywall.
No, what is
behind
the
paywall.
What's the nastiest
the
thing
The nastiest
I
thing
do?
You do...
Stinky lady farts.
Is leave things in cups.
That's bad.
And then they
the
mold.
Mold that I have poured out of cups and... It's gross.
There's
someone
nothing like 5-day-old coffee.
No.
Kai does that with
5 days?
Containers.
I will find cups that have been there
the
for
the
months.
Fridge.
It's not months.
Months.
No, you
never
found
a cup.
For months. You're full of
I
shit.
I found a cup down on the bottom, right by our bed, between the chair. It had to have. It was solid, but it was this much liquid that had solidified, and I don't even know
well,
what
I
the liquid
was.
Well,
I can't see that when I'm cleaning the room.
You're short enough. You should see it on the floor.
When you say months, I expect there to be it to be dehydrated and
you
just
know,
left
literally,
behind.
Literally,
nothing has ever been there for months.
It's solidified. It's coagulated.
It's never been months.
It
you're
also has
shit.
A pulse.
Leslie, you threw the cup away. You looked at it and said, "Oh my god!" And threw the cup.
It's because it got lost. It's not like it's just sitting out in my house. People are gonna think I'm disgusting. It's not just sitting out and about on counters in the house.
No, it's, I'm not saying everywhere, but that's
that
how you will put cups. Random places, because you just carry cups with you.
Y'all ever found like a sippy cup under the couch full of milk? I do that by
she
accident.
Does
you look inside
all
and it
the
flips
time.
You the bird, whatever's inside?
Yeah, I do that by accident.
Hey, I'm sleeping
she
here.
She will put cups at random places, dude. And they just mold. It's so gross. It's so because I don't bring cups with me.
Hayden is undefeated.
All right. Yeah, what's another question? Hayden. What's another question?
Hayden needs to get the hell
actually,
out of here.
Since Hayden has been so entertaining.
Hayden, what is your last question?
Any question, you're going to end it for us. Anything you want to know, put it in the chat. We're going to answer Hayden's question. Since
this
he's been.
Insert dot, numero, dot, dot. You know,
yeah. Dot, dot, dot.
Literally, this is today's
on.
Cup.
Let's do this question. They've posted it a couple times. So.
Okay, while he
what's the difference
about it?
Between parenting your siblings versus parenting your children?
Nothing.
There
I don't
really
treat them different.
It.
I mean, that was, I think, the biggest thing that we made sure to do was the second they lived with us, they understood there is no, like, I told them
time.
The day they moved in, I said, I promise you, from this point on, you're my kid. Whatever I am to you, that's fine. But I'm going to treat you the same way I treat my kids.
Yep.
And that is what I've done from, whether they like it or not, that's what they get.
Yep.
The same treatment as my kids. And I don't, when people, we're out in public, I don't say these are my kids and these are my siblings.
I have five kids.
These are my kids. If somebody asks me how many kids I have five kids because that's what they are to me.
Is this your bum knee I'm kicking right now?
No, well, I don't have a bum knee anymore.
Don't you?
That's the one that was injured in the ninja accident.
Yeah, the ninja accident. I hurt ninjas.
Falling off of a scooter.
All right, here we go.
He doesn't have one.
The best thing I've watched in a long time. Yeah, well, wait till we release our sex tape. You said you were going to do it.
No, I didn't. That was a joke.
You did. You did say he had 15 in the bag.
That's what's going to be behind the paywall.
One piece of advice.
Hey, make sure I don't have to edit it.
No, don't worry. Ew. It's not long enough to edit.
Listen, hold on. Hayden's question. One piece of advice to y'all. I've lost it.
One piece of advice to y'all when you were dating 1 year ago. Year one.
Hayden, I need you to speak English, bud.
So basically he's asking for us to give our year one dating selves one piece of advice.
Yes.
Okay, I'll go first. I definitely.
Don't say something mean to me.
It's
right
not.
Now. I'll
it,
be really
it, ever.
Why are you so why are you worried?
Have I ever?
When have pre-emptive I ever in a serious like in a okay. serious? I'm never that
it's
way.
Very zone defense
so,
move.
I'm giving myself advice here. So if I was gonna give myself advice year one into the relationship, it would be to understand that everybody's struggles are different, and just because I don't understand it doesn't mean it's not real. To know that early on would have saved a lot of
That was such fights. An adult statement. I'm proud of you.
All right, Leslie, your turn. Nice. Follow that up.
My heart's twinkling over here.
Mine is, hey, you stupid bitch, you're going to marry this man. Maybe don't break up with him first. Would be.
You're one. Yeah, you're right. Great.
Well,
no, grow up. You didn't. No, you know what it is? You know what it actually is? This is, let me think about this. That was me being silly. Dang. No, me actually thinking about this. Sort your shit out. Like, this is to me personally. Listen, work through your own stuff. Whatever you need to do to figure out how to feel like you are accepting and deserving of the love this man is giving you. That is a good one. I think it's a solid place to end. Work through my own shit.
Given that love.
Oh, God.
And on that note, thank y'all,
all
everybody.
All you had to give.
Thank you.
All 3 minutes of it.
All three inches.
God damn. Podcast's over.
On that note, everybody, thank you for watching episode 13.
3 inches?
Make sure.
3 inches.
6 inches.
Make sure to like, subscribe, share. Don't miss a moment of the shit show. We love y'all, and we will see y'all next week.
Yes, and if you can.
I already fucking gave the outro.
No. Okay. You know what? Fine.
Who's calling you?
Who's calling me? See you guys.
Bye, y'all.